Lydia Konyordu, considering Greek culture, sooner or later, most of us often think about ancient Greece and the ancient Greek culture. Where is the connection of this ancient Greek culture and the contemporary culture of Greece?
This is our heritage. We live in a country, wherever you dig, you fall upon ancient sites. I feel outstanding Greek artists always have a point of departure and have they're inspired by our cultural heritage. And that gives them a very interesting characteristic that although they're not copying our ancient past, it gives their work depth and it makes it very profound.
So do I understand you correctly that a lot of the ancient art is present in contemporary Greek art?
It is present in an assimilated way, not in a museum-like way or imitation. It's a source of inspiration because we live among these monuments. They're all over Greece.
Greece is guest land of Culturescapes 2017. What does this mean for Greece?
Well, this is very important for Greece, and we are very happy and honored that Culturescapes chose Greece as the honorary country for this year. So for us, this wonderful event with Culturescapes, it will start with one of our greatest artists in Greece, Dimitri Papayoannou, with his latest work, and it will finish with another emblematic composer, Skalkotas, who will be performed in the last day. So a number of our best samples of different artistic genres will be displayed here in Basel, and we really hope that the audience and the spectators will enjoy. This is something very important for Greece today, to open up its doors to other cultures and other countries around the world.
Is it more important today that Greece has, for example, an economic crisis and is also quite affected by the refugee crisis?
Well, this is a very interesting phenomenon, what is happening now in Greece. Despite the austerity measures and the crisis, which has affected very deeply the Greek people, but despite this, maybe because of this, it's as if the Greek artists and the Greek public are defying this crisis through culture. This is an amazing moment for us because it's a moment that we realize that culture and creation, it's not a luxury item. It's not the privilege of the few. It's something that can happen everywhere, in the streets. Everybody's trying to express the moment because we are not only in Greece, but in Europe, I could say the world, in a crossroad where we need to step ahead in an unknown world. So we need to rediscover ourselves, to really find out who we are, what is our past, and where we want to head as citizen of the 21st century in a globalized environment. So today, at least in Greece, more and more people are realizing that culture and our cultural heritage can bring sustainable growth to the communities, can give support to education and to the consciousness of young people. And that gives you hope and really believing in what you can do and what your abilities are. And we do need this new mentality today more than ever.
There are several stereotypes about Greece, like, for example, the white houses, the sea. But as I mentioned before, there is also the refugee crisis and the economic crisis. Culturescapes wants to move away from these stereotypes and show the art and culture of contemporary Greece. Can we just look at the art of contemporary Greece on its own? Or is this contemporary art affected by, for example, the refugee crisis?
I very strongly believe that important things that happen, what is happening always affects art in one way or another. Some artists are more political, some artists are more poetic and have a distance from what is happening. But still, all the major challenges of our civilization affect the contemporary artists, and you can see in their work. And that's why they're so bold and they're so daring, and they're deeply moving, because exactly they take a source what is there in front of our eyes that we cannot move ahead. This is again something that we see in the ancient Greek texts of Greek tragedy and comedy that take inspiration from contemporary questions and challenges of that time. So this again is something that is there in Greek culture today through absolutely contemporary codes.
The Culturescapes Festival has about 200 events in 2 months. Which event would you like recommend the most for our listeners?
Well, there are many. Each one is quite different. It depends on what each spectator or each visitor would prefer to see. I must say that I admire very deeply the work of Dimitri Papaioannou.
Lydia Koniordou, thank you for this interview. Now, would there be a song you would like us to play on the radio?
Oh, well, there's so many beautiful songs written. You know, in our country, our major poets, Kavafis, Seferis, Elitis, and other great poets have been the material on which composers like Theodorakis and Hatzidakis and other composers that compose songs for people, not classical songs, but songs that people sing. They have taken this poetry and brought it to the mouths of ordinary, everyday people. And this is something, I think, very unique in Greece, that people sing the great poets again. And so I think that a song of Theodorakis would be something that I would really like, or a song of Hatzidakis. So make your choice. For me, they're both equally important.